Brett Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-E-L-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975, and you can text us. So you can know the number for that, too.
I've gotten some other suggestions for most potent offenses.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, this one really disappointed me. Someone said 1990 Oakland A's. And I was like, you know what? They were probably awesome. And I looked it up, and it's, I mean, that team on, like, when you just, if you don't look at the stats for the year, Terry Steinbach was the catcher.
Yeah.
Mark McGuire, Willie Randolph and Walt Weiss up the middle. Carney Lansford, Ricky Henderson, Dave Henderson, Jose Canseco, and Harold Baines DHing.
That's pretty good.
And then I started looking at the stats. You know how many guys they had hit 300 on that team? One. Ricky hit 300, of course. Mm. Ricky hit 325. You know how many guys they had hit 280 on that team? One. It was still Ricky. Everybody else was below 280.
Well, McGuire was always like a 240 bunch of homers.
McGuire hit 235, 39 homers, 108 batted in. Canseco hit 274, 37 homers, and 101 batted in. Dave Henderson had 20 homers. Ricky had 28 homers, which is, I mean, and 65 stolen bases. What a horrible year for him. He was 31 years old. He hit 325, stole 65 bases, and had 28 home runs. That guy's underrated as an all-time great. But yeah, you're talking about, there were guys on that team. Harold Baines hit 266, three home runs that year. I'm going.
Yeah, that's near the end.
Yeah. Carney Lansford, Carney Lansford, I thought of him as like a pretty good player back in the day. Three homers, 50 RBI, hit 268. Terry Steinbach was a good hitting catcher for the time. 251, nine homers, 57 batted in.
Yeah, Carney Lansford had some better years than that, though.
Yeah, he did.
Just that, but we're talking about that specific year.
That specific year. And if you try to go back to like the late 80s A's, then you're taking off Ricky Henderson, and I'm almost sure they would not look as good.
No. No.
So I don't think I think there's fewer teams than you would want to believe involved in that conversation for, you know, all-time great lineups.
Yeah, I don't know if we can go back to the 27 Yankees.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's,
and I
think you have to kind of, you have to pick a time frame that's more modern than that.
Yeah,
just like you can't really compare somebody to Cy Young's wins. Did you see Dale, what Dale tweeted at us? Obviously, he was getting gas. First thing it says on there, howdy, neighbors.
Now, someone did bring up, the other one that someone brought up was the 1999 Indians, and I think that's, Charlie brought them up on the show today. That's the only team in the history of baseball that scored 1,000 runs, and it's pretty ridiculous. Jim Thome, Robbie Alomar, David Justice, Kenny Lofton, Manny Ramirez, again, Harold Baines. Again, not really impressive, Harold Baines. Richie Sexson. They had a bunch of guys who were hitting. They had four guys with over 100 batted in. Manny Ramirez, 44 home runs, 165 RBI.
Jeez.
But I just think top to bottom, I still don't. I mean, you still got guys like Travis Fryman and Einar Diaz, you know.
Yeah.
I'll still take this Astros team. Well, that team was pretty good. Pretty good. They scored 1,000 runs. They were really good. They, you know, but I don't think they're on the level of this Astros squad even.
So you wanted to mention the basketball game last night.
Oh, the sports match.
Yes.
Yeah. Blazers fall game one, 94-1. It's written down somewhere. 94-116, and they got about as poor of a showing from Damian Lillard as they could have hoped for. And obviously, if they are going to compete with this team, Lillard has to be freakishly good. And he just wasn't. He wasn't awful last night. He had 19 points, but it was like the bad James Harden 19 points, where he was 4 of 12 and then 9 of 9 from free throws. And Lillard and McCollum, they combined to go 3 of 10 from 3. The team, the Blazers as a team, 7 of 28 from 3. Meanwhile, Steph Curry, 9 of 15 from 3. They were just on. And there's going to be nights where Steph or Clay catch fire like that, and it's going to happen more with Kevin Durant sitting. But those guys, and this is the other crazy thing. And granted, it was kind of a blowout. It was a healthy blowout. But they had 11 guys, 13 guys played.
Yeah.
They had 11 guys get 8 minutes or more. I mean, that's pretty good. That's what you're hoping for. You know, when Kevin Durant's out, you're hoping that you can just play Steph for 35 minutes. And that's what they did. And he 35 minutes, went out there and got 36 points. So I like that Blazers team. I just don't think that they're not, the Warriors aren't scared of that team.
No,
I think the Warriors, they know what's happening. The Warriors are going to, their big test is if the Bucks win. The Bucks provide some serious matchup problems. If the Bucks win, then it's going to be a different series. Well, you know, maybe Toronto could give them a series.
Yeah, I think Toronto can give them a series, too. I don't think either one of them can beat the Warriors.
Oh, I think the Bucks can beat the Warriors.
I don't know. I think you just still have too many weapons.
Maybe so.
But it
continues to be, this offense is better without Kevin Durant on the floor, which is crazy to think, but it really is.
Doesn't that kind of, as you look ahead to next year, and all right, well, they'll be weaker next year because they're not going to have...
I don't know that they will.
I don't know either. Now,
if they lose Clay and KD, then yeah, that's a different conversation. But if one of those two guys stays, and I think particularly if Clay Thompson stays, given what he provides defensively... Kevin Durant's a better player than him, but I just think with what there's no better compliment for Steph than Klay Thompson, and those two guys together, I'm telling you, it's like it's a basketball symphony, and I think the Warriors are starting to realize that it's not the end of the world if Kevin Durant leaves. It's all right.
Yeah, and there's no reason to rush him back either at this stage. Let's get a quick call, La Raza.
Hey, what's up, AJ? AJ, Federico.
¡Órale!
What's up, gentlemen?
¿Qué onda? Hey,
what are the odds? Wednesday for y'all. So, ¿qué chance le das a los Astros que gane el campeonato?
Sí. I think he wants to know what are the odds the Astros win the championship, I think.
Okay. Let's see.
That's me. I couldn't piece it all together, but that's kind of what I gathered.
See, I can do like dos cervezas, por favor.
Right.
I used to know how to ask a girl to go to my hotel room in Spanish, but I can't really remember that. Right now, I think they're the favorite.
I would probably put them at 20%.
Yeah, I think that's about fair because I think you're going to be looking at, I think that's a good number, 20%. So.
The only other team I think I'd even put close to that high is the Dodgers.
Yeah. I'd kind of like to see the Dodgers lose 3 straight World Series. It could happen. Go full Buffalo Bill on everybody.
It could happen.
So 713-780.
I hope that was what he was asking, but I may be an idiot.
Cleveland from Cincinnati said, maybe I missed it or maybe I'm crazy, but what about the Big Red Machine? Pick a year, 70 to 79, easily better than these Stros.
I don't know. Top to bottom.
I mean, yes, there were some really, really good players in that lineup, but there's also some dead spots. So we'll go back and look on the break.
I'm looking right now. Yeah. I mean, I think that you're talking about those teams were really good, but I don't know that they're necessarily. Yeah.
And Alex Bregman just hit another home run here in the first inning.
Well, there you go. Johnny Bench, Tony Perez, Joe Morgan, Dave Concepcion, Pete Rose.
It's a pretty good start.
George Foster, Cesar Geronimo, King Griffey. Yeah, that is pretty damn good.
Yeah. And they won how many World Series during that stretch? I know they won a couple at least.
Three?
Yeah.
But here's the difference. All those guys, as good as... And granted, a lot of it has to do with it's a different era of baseball. But they only had four guys on that team in double-digit home runs. You know? So those guys all hit for average. The lowest average in their starting lineup, Cesar Geronimo, hit .257. I mean, there's a lot of 300s. But the most home runs on the team was Johnny Bench with 28. He knocked in 110 runs that year. Led the team. 28 home runs and 110 RBI. You might be good for fifth on this Astros team this year.
Yeah, but he was a catcher.
That's true.
That's pretty incredible. All right. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Those guys didn't have any trouble performing, but maybe you are. And if you are, well, guess what? My friends at 4hymns.com can help you out. And over 25% of new ED cases are guys under 40. And get over 50, it's a lot more common than that. And listen, the cool thing is the science is there now. And it, just like everything else, you can do this right here on your computer. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, all for men, 4hymns.com. And what they're going to do is connect you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions. And well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions will help you combat ED, the hair loss, all of it. And basically, these are prescription solutions backed by science. This is not, you know, don't go into the gas station and grab the stuff. You can get real quality science. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. You just save hours by going to 4hymns.com. It's so easy. They're going to put you in touch with a real doctor. All you have to do is answer a few quick questions. And for a confidential review, boom, products are shipped directly to your door. Try Hims for a month. How about this? For just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hymns.com/Fred5. That's FORHIMS.com/Fred, the number 5. 4hymns.com/Fred5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN.
Warriors Trailblazers, Thursday at 7 on ESPN 97.5, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
And we're back. Hey, join us at Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation at the corner of Lockwood tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m. Select luxury mattresses are 40% off already factory direct prices. If you like memory foam beds, come see the originals, 40% off. So come hang out with us at Texas Mattress Makers tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m., where comfort, quality, honesty, and expertise all come together. Pretty sure you've all will be there.
I've got a feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see if we can get Yuval on and go two in a row without him cussing. That would be awesome. See this thing that Yo Adrian tweeted us? It basically puts all the quarterbacks into tears.
Let me pull up Twitter and I'll tell you.
Yeah. I'm trying to avoid Twitter because for some reason everybody's head's exploding over some law in Alabama.
Oh, yes. For some reason.
I don't care. I'm not interested. Tier 1 elites. Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes. Well, yes. Based on one season, yeah.
Yeah.
Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck.
Yes.
Tomas Brady.
Yep.
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Okay, here's your Tier 2 franchise quarterbacks.
So these guys aren't good enough to be on the elite list, right?
Right. They're a step below, but they're still franchise quarterbacks.
Okay.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield. No way. Ooh. It's way too early to tell.
Yeah.
He needs to be in the too early to tell list. Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about him yesterday.
Because the next tier is replaceable.
I don't think he's replaceable.
But, yeah. Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz.
I think too early to tell.
I'm kind of with you on that one, too. Dak Prescott.
Oh.
See, I think he's replaceable.
See, I think, yeah, I don't know if he's replaceable, but
He's not a
I think there needs to be a tier in between this franchise and replaceable, and that's where Matt Stafford and Dak Prescott belong.
Because I think those two guys don't belong on the same level as Matt Ryan and Ben Roethlisberger.
No.
And Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I mean that's they don't belong on the same in the same group. And honestly, I mean go ahead.
Deshaun Watson.
He doesn't belong in that same group either. He might be also in the too early to tell category, but as good as Deshaun has looked, you can't compare Deshaun to Matt Ryan and Phillip Rivers. You know, it's I don't think he's done enough to warrant that. And well, same for Jimmy Garoppolo, who's on that list.
Yeah, he's played a season and a half. It's really hard to.
Yeah.
And even Jared Goff, even though he got him to a Super Bowl, are we ready to say he's as good as those guys?
I mean, Jared Goff, because he got them to a Super Bowl, I mean, it's. I think that makes him a franchise quarterback. But, you know, I would be. If he hadn't gotten them to a Super Bowl, I would be wary of it for sure.
Cam Newton,
franchise quarterback.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, like I said, he belongs in a different tier.
Yeah,
either so too early
I
to
think,
tell.
I think
or...
there's a yeah. The I think there should be a this tier in between two and three. There should be something like looks good, but much to prove still.
Yeah, and that would include Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, Jimmy Garoppolo,
Patrick Mahomes too, for that matter.
But probably Patrick Mahomes. Yeah,
even though they've got him.
He looks fantastic, but
it's 1 year.
Yeah.
All right, here's your replaceables. Jameis Winston.
I think so.
Kirk Cousins.
I don't believe that.
No, I think he needs
He belongs in that tier two.
I agree. Derek Carr.
I think he belongs in that tier with Deshaun and Dak and those guys. Even though he's been around a while, he's such a question mark that I don't really know what he is yet.
Marcus Mariota.
Replaceable.
Mitch Trubisky. I think he belongs.
I don't see that either.
No, I think he belongs in that other tier that we've created.
Yeah, and I think he's got an up arrow by him. I like Mitch Trubisky a lot. I didn't think I would, but that guy's good.
Andy Dalton,
replaceable.
Nick Foles,
replaceable.
Eli Manning,
replaceable.
Jose Flacco,
replaceable.
Yeah, because he just got replaced.
He literally just got replaced.
And you're too early to tell. Sam Darnold,
yeah.
Kyler Murray,
yep.
Josh Allen,
yeah.
Dwayne Haskins.
Yes.
Josh Rosen.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson. I think all those are fair.
And there's just got to be a fifth tier because even the guys that we talked about don't belong in the group with all those rookies and second year guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's not a great.
Because I wouldn't drop Deshaun Watson into the replaceable category.
But there needs to be something else where he belongs.
Yeah. There's got to be a group between two and three.
Agreed.
And there's a couple guys in that second tier that belong in it and a couple guys from that third tier that belong in it.
So.
Because you can't tell me Derek Carr and Marcus Mariota are the same or Derek Carr and Andy Dalton or Kirk Cousins and Andy Dalton. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I know maybe you don't like Kirk Cousins, and I get it, and maybe, but you can't look at what those two guys have done and say, oh, yeah, Kirk Cousins and 2019 Eli Manning, same guy. No.
Yeah, it's just too early to tell on some of these guys yet. Mahomes is okay in the elite. Not completely wrong, but that's the thing. For 1 year, yes, absolutely. Last year, he
was elite. They're too early to tell, bracket, is guys who have played either 1 year or no years.
Yeah, and I still think there's some too early to tell. Like I said, the looks good, promising, but, you know, and of those, Mahomes obviously had an amazing season. He had an elite season. Let's follow it up now.
Yeah, like I said, same with Baker Mayfield.
Well, and yeah, and
same with Deshaun, really.
Yeah, because you know, if Deshaun had stopped after his first six games, we'd be putting him in that top level.
Yeah, if Baker's in the top level, then Deshaun would have to be, right?
Yeah. So, all right, I have some Game of Thrones rumors for you.
There's no spoilers.
There's no spoilers. Just a couple of. Yeah, I'm not going to do the odds because I feel like it would spoil it.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
But there's a couple of fan theories out there for you.
As stupid as this show's gotten to me, I still want to be surprised on Sunday. All right, I got to tell you about Chad, who last year was working two jobs trying to make ends meet and not doing a great job at it. In February, he started his IT career, though. Now he's making more money, and he's happy with what he's doing. If you don't love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You don't need computer experience or training. That doesn't matter. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. That's what they're about. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. That's going to be everything you need to start your new IT career. And it's more than a school. They're going to help you get into the industry after you graduate because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer. MyComputerCareer.edu.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Got one more giveaway for you for Saturday for Sam Houston Race Park, 1 to 3 p.m. You get four people, Preakness Day, free admission, buffet, get to hang out with me. At 6:37, we'll take caller 7 for the Sam Houston Race Park tickets for Saturday.
You know, a couple people have mentioned this, and it's actually true. If Zion really doesn't want to play in New Orleans, he still has the option to go back to Duke. He still hasn't signed an agent. So the option remains, and it's like a mid-June is the cutoff date. But he could just say, I'm not gonna be in the NBA draft this year. And he wouldn't have any, there would be no penalties. So basically, in fact, I think the rules changed to where you can, I feel like you can even hire an agent for the NBA draft process and still return to school now if the process doesn't play out the way that you hoped.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the rules are, but
I think it's absolutely possible because, I mean, he hasn't even signed an agent, so it's definitely possible for Zion. It would be, I wouldn't be crazy. I mean, it would be
well, it depends.
A gigantic kick in the balls to the Pelicans.
Well, they'll still get a really good player, though.
Yeah.
They just won't get him.
Oh, man.
And maybe that might actually be better for the Pelicans long term, like you were saying. So.
But still, if it could be better for the Pelicans if they get the extra assets that come with trading him away.
Yeah.
If he's just not available to you, then that's like getting the rug pulled out from under you. Because that's a very valuable commodity. Whether I believe he's going to be a great NBA player or not, he's still a very valuable commodity right now.
Yeah, I doubt that would happen. But he could threaten that and get him to trade the pick.
Yeah.
If he wanted to.
All right. Hell, he could just take the year off. Say, I'm not. What's it say?
So, per SI.com, under the new rules adopted by the NCAA's Board of Governors and Division I Board of Directors, blah, 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 college players are allowed to be represented by agents who are certified by the NBPA and NCAA. The agents must become NCAA certified no later than August 1st, 2020, after any season, so long as they request an evaluation from the NBA Undergraduate Advisory Committee. They must end the relationship with the agent before they are allowed to return to school.
Okay.
So all that basically says they can have an agent, they just have to get rid of him.
And he has to be approved by the NCAA.
Ah. Okay. Well, let's see how it plays out.
Yeah.
I did find that interesting. A couple of quick Game of Thrones things for you. Number one, some fans are so disgruntled that they want a remake of the 8th season with competent writers, according to a petition.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, it says
no take backs.
It says David Benioff and D.B. Weiss have proven themselves to be woefully incompetent writers when they have no source material to fall back on. The series deserves a final season that makes sense. Subvert my expectations and make it happen, HBO. Okay, first off, this petition thing. Well, let's get back to doing petitions for things that actually matter.
Yeah.
Second of all, oh, you don't like the writing. Wah. Tell you what, go
don't,
write.
Don't watch the show.
Go write your own fan fiction and see how much of that you can sell. By the way, now, here's how I would end season 8.
How many times have you watched a movie that looked like it was good and then it just wasn't that good? Like, you can have a bad ending.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's as bad as a lot of you guys.
But even if it is, let's say it ends in disaster on Sunday, and we're like, oh my God, what have they done? I mean, it's not unprecedented.
No, it's happened before. Here's another one. There are several people who believe Jamie did not die.
They died.
I think so too. Because
buildings don't collapse on you. Like, they were basically in the basement of a whole building that collapsed. They couldn't get out there before the building collapsed. They were stuck down there before the building collapsed.
Yeah, well, here's the theory. Why isn't anyone acknowledging that Jaime Lannister just died? Talking about the cast, right? Because the cast members were tweeting out all this stuff. Why isn't Nick saying anything about what he thinks of the scene? Why did he make a post saying goodbye to Lena and not to the character he played for 8 years? Okay, I think we're reading too much into it.
I'll give you a good example of a show that didn't end well was Dexter.
Yeah, Dexter ended poorly. I think Sons of Anarchy is the gold standard for horrible endings. Yeah.
I didn't watch this show, but a lot of people were really peeved at How I Met Your Mother ended. So I don't know. I don't know even what happened, but I know people were bitching and complaining about.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about that show. And then the other other thing out there is the theory that Arya is going to go back to using a face to kill Daenerys.
Okay.
And then it'll be Grey Worm. That she's going to whack Grey Worm, take Grey Worm's face, and then whack Dany because of what she did in the city.
Okay.
And since she was caught up in it and saw all that. I'd like to see her do the face thing again. But, and you probably have to kill Grey Worm if you're going to kill Dany.
Yeah. Although, I mean, they were separated through the whole battle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm assuming that they're all together here at the end, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's just some theories for you. But I highly recommend that you don't go look at the odds because there's just so many things in there that are so ridiculously low prices that they've got to have gotten a hold of leaks. That's the only thing I can think of.
God, that bums me out.
Yeah, because somebody says the Pelicans are going to win the lottery again next year, too. Now, wouldn't that suck if you went back to school to try to avoid it and they come back and win the lottery again?
Ugh.
Trey says Sopranos ended badly. I disagree on that.
I disagree completely.
Yeah, I thought that was a good ending, and that's still one of the most talked about endings because, you know, everything wasn't perfectly.
It wasn't gift wrapped for you.
No, you had to
use your brain
and speculate a little bit on your own. And
I don't think that's the worst thing.
I like that. Yeah,
yeah. I thought the Sopranos ended fine. Because I remember going into the Sopranos finale wondering, like, what's the perfect ending for it? And I couldn't come up with one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I thought what they did was good.
I agree. Justified ended well.
Yeah.
That was...
Usually good shows end well.
Yeah.
But there are exceptions. And that's... It would not shock me, especially a show that... I mean, basically lost its main source of content halfway through the series. It wouldn't shock me if Game of Thrones is one of those shows that ends poorly.
Yeah.
And it would be really unfortunate, but it happens. I'm going in with really low expectations, honestly. And, I mean, that might be the best thing. It might be the best thing for all of you to do.
Yeah, it's kind of like I am with a lot of things. Cautiously pessimistic these days.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. It's become my new go-to.
It's your new game.
Yeah. That's how I feel about everything in life. All right. I will do this prediction. I think to salvage everything, it has to be an all-timer. I don't really see that coming.
I don't see it coming.
Yeah. All right, your Astros up 2-0 on the Tigers. So,
Verlander on the mound, that lineup, I feel pretty good about their chances.
Yeah.
I think they're going to hold up.
Yeah. All right, quick break. One more segment to go. It is the Blitz on ESPN.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Let's wrap things up the way we do every Wednesday with a little deaths. These are famous people who have passed away during this week, in different years, of course. And how about this? Margot Kidder, 2018. She was Lois Lane in the Superman films. She was so hot back way back when I was young.
Yeah, she was nice.
And then she went downhill fast.
How dare you?
May 14, not a good day. We lost both Brad Grey, who was producer of The Sopranos, at 59. And I'm going to have to admonish Aaron a little bit here. He has Powers Booth listed as an American actor from Sin City and Deadwood at the age of 68. That's too young. What was Powers Booth best known for? Curly Bill Brocious in Tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
That was his big role. Doris Day, known as the girl next door, dies of pneumonia at 97. That's what clean living will do for you. And Tim Conway, also dead this week. Known for the Carol Burnett Show, also very big horse racing guy, dead at age of 85. Okay, here's your sports guys. Lyle Alzado, dead at 43. Chuck Daly in 2009, Hall of Fame basketball coach. Have not heard of this other guy. And I'm not even familiar with the jockey that died.
Well, hell, he must not be that famous then.
Okay. I think he's Russell Bayes' little brother, but I don't know anything about him. Okay, May 10, 1863, Stonewall Jackson dies of pneumonia at the age of 39.
Only 39?
Yeah, that's not a good run even for...
when you're a...
Civil War general, you're on the losing side.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that is a good run.
Yeah. Okay, none of these are any good. Okay, this guy, I'm going to tell you this right now, and you remember this for next year, because I'm going to shame you right here publicly. Douglas Adams belongs in the best deaths. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, greatest book ever written. He died at the age of 49. He is one of my, all-time favorite writer, without a doubt. One of the most brilliant men that ever lived, and you've got him under miscellaneous.
Mm. You have any other good books that I would know of?
Well, he did Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, but he only lived till 49, and he did 6 Hitchhiker's books.
Okay.
And he started as a BBC radio guy. So they were radio broadcasts that he turned into books. And some of the most brilliant stuff you'll ever read. Hilarious. I reread it about once every 3 years.
Okay.
Then they made, he did Dirk Gently's, and they actually made a series out of that on BBC. And it was great for 2 seasons. And then they canceled it because BBC sucks.
You love BBC, don't
I
lie.
Know, but they've canceled 2 of my favorite series now after 2 years. Damn Brits. I do love it. All right, John Wayne Gacy. I know you're a big fan of his.
Oh, yes.
33 young men executed in Illinois at the age of 52. Not fair that John Wayne Gacy outlived Douglas Adams.
Yeah, not a good guy.
Okay, here's your best deaths, according to Aaron. Paul Revere in 1818. He lived to 83. Wow.
That's a good run.
Yeah, it is. Bob Marley, dead at 36 in 81.
Not a good run.
No. Frank Sinatra, 82.
Very good run.
How about this one? B.B. King, dead at 89. The thrill was gone.
Also a very good run.
That's a great run. Some of the coolest things I ever saw with B.B. King was when he was doing the thing with U2, and they had some... They were interviewing him, and he said he'd never played rhythm guitar in his life. He only played lead, which was interesting.
Yeah.
So, yes, Douglas Adams belongs on that list, if those are your best deaths. I'm going to go greater than Paul Revere. And those are your deaths.
Well,
no porn stars.
Would you? Is there a Beastie Boys song named after Douglas Adams?
There may be.
There's not.
I think there might be.
There is a song named after Paul Revere. So
I will say that A Perfect Circle has a song with a title from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Is it called Douglas Adams?
No.
Okay, thanks for interrupting.
I'm on your side about this. I'm just pointing out. I know music. That's what I know.
We'll determine that here in the next few months, just how well you know music.
Fred's throwing shade at Aaron this week.
And it's only Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I should end the show with so long and thanks for all the fish. People, only Douglas Adams fans would know what the hell that means. It's when the dolphins left the earth, they said that to mankind.
Well, thanks for all the fish.
Yeah, so long and thanks for all the fish.
Why don't we sign off the show every day that way?
I could do that.
Nope, don't do that.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Aaron, good job. Even though you didn't have Douglas Adams in the best deaths, that's okay. It's like not having Gary Gygax in the best deaths. It's just unacceptable. Gygax. Hoffman did a pretty good job today. That was all right. We'll do it again tomorrow. Come see us, Texas Mattress Makers. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.